It seems hard to believe that it had been 62 years since the Americans had won Olympic gold in the four-man bobsled, but this was the year many thought that futility would come to an end, and thankfully it did. Driver Steve Holcomb, the reigning world champion, surged to the lead after the first two runs Friday, setting a Whistler sliding track record in the process. He gained several more hundredths of a second in the third run Saturday, so with a total lead of almost half a second, Holcomb just needed to steer a solid run on his fourth and final trip down the icy course.
Just got in the sled and was focused, and I knew the lines I had to drive. I drove as best I could and came out victorious.
The 29-year-old Holcomb said it was a thrill to end the long U.S. drought in the four-man bobsled.
This is an amazing feeling. I kind of dream about it for years, and then all of a sudden it's happening. It's hard to really put into words. I don't know, it's just kind of overwhelming.
The modest Holcomb, a stocky man who sports a beard, said he is not the one who deserves all the credit in his black USA 1 sled dubbed Night Train. And it is not just teammates Justin Olsen, Steve Messler, and Curtis Tomasevich.
It's a whole team thing. I mean, the engineers have put so much heart and soul into this. The pushers have as well. And then, my coaches, they've done everything they can to get me here. And I just had to perform and execute the way that I do. And we did. And we showed that right now we're the best team in the world.
One of those coaches is Brian Scheimer, himself a former U.S. four-man bobsled driver.
I'm just elated, and I can't tell you how proud of I am of Holcomb and the gang, and for Steve to hold it together, and just in his second Olympic Games, he kind of followed in my footsteps, but has passed me way up. It took me five Olympics just to get a bronze, and here he is in his second with a gold.
Taking the silver medal, 38 one-hundredths of a second back, was two-time defending champion André Lange of Germany. On the final run, he edged out the Canadian sled driven by Lyndon Rush by a mere 1/100th of a second. USA winner Steve Holcomb said he is not about to retire from bobsledding after winning the Olympic gold medal. He said he is living a dream, so why would he give it up now? Park Brewer, VOA Sports, at the Whistler Sliding Center at the Vancouver Olympics.